Up next on High Plains Morning, I've got a guest. It's a Monday morning. Sometimes that's a little hairy for me. See if my brain still works. But we've got Evgeny Zanikoff of the Harrington String Quartet live in the studio. He is returning. He's been in here before, but he brought his fiddle last time. Now we're just going to have him talk.
Yes.
We still like musicians, even when they don't play music for us.
It's still good. We still can produce good sounds.
Absolutely. Well, welcome back to the studio, and thank you so much for coming in and sharing information about the Harrington String Quartet new season. You've got a season opening performance happening on the 9th in Amarillo at the Botanical Garden. Tell us a little bit about Harrington String Quartet for those who do not know.
So, first of all, Jean, thank you so much for having me, and good morning, everyone. For someone, it's probably good afternoon. So we are Harrington String Quartet. We all, it's the four of us. First violinist, Rasid Sakosa. Second violinist, me, Evgeny Zvonikov. Viola is Veselin Todorov. And cello is Emmanuel Lopez. We all teach at West Texas A&M University. We all string faculty here. And we are really glad to be in that area. We really enjoy community. So, and we try to pay back all our appreciation to community. And we're really excited about our season opening, which will happen on November 9 at 7:30. It starts at 7:30. So you can purchase ticket by calling for number 806-651-2840. We will have a really great program. So all the time when we build program for next season, we try to include some masterpieces and also not really famous pieces, which is not performed.
The deep cuts.
Yes.
Deep cuts. The B-sides.
Yeah, absolutely. So, and on that first concert, we will play Max Bruch Quartet.
And that's Max, B-R-U-C-H. I had not previously heard of Max Bruch. Tell us about him.
So in my point of view, he's really underrated composer. He lived in the 19th century. He mostly famous, but his violin concerto. He wrote absolutely violin concerto. And actually, by myself, I found that he has a quartet just like 1 year ago because I just randomly saw that like Max Bruch, string quartets, he actually had three of them. I'm like, oh, wow.
Wow. So you're like, I got to get in on this.
Yes. So... And I'm really glad that we will pick that piece and what you were suggesting by one of our member of our quartet. So, and also we will play masterpieces like Haydn Quartet, which is called Frog. It's really energetic, really funny, light piece. And also we will play Antonin Dvorak Quartet, which is like very popular composer here because part of his life he lived in Iowa. Spielville.
Iowa?
Yes.
Wow. I didn't know that.
Well, you never know. You never know.
I should learn more. Well, thank you for telling me that. I did not know that. Dvorak lived in Iowa.
Yes, it was some period, like some
so
part
cool.
of his life. So
oh, cool.
It will be really, really light, really energetic. And we try all of three pieces really different from each other, but... Please don't miss that opportunity. It will be a really great concert.
Yeah, and the space that you're going to be playing, the Amarillo Botanical Garden, it's such a beautiful place to have a concert. Not to mention you can go outside and see all the half-frozen flowers. And
absolutely, but still alive.
But still alive. So this is the season opener on 7:30 p.m. November 9th at the Botanical Gardens. You have some subsequent shows. You're going to do three total for the season. Tell us a little bit about the other two.
So second concert will be on February 8th, also in Amarillo Botanical Garden. So, and we will play, on that concert, we will play Britten, Divertissement for Quartet, which is the older member of our quartet, Emmanuel Lopez. I hope he won't hear it, that I said it. So
you mean the vintage member?
Yes.
There you go.
So he said that it was never performed before. It's some sort of premiere.
Mm.
And other performance will happen on April 12th in West Texas University, Marion Moody Northern Hall. So, and exciting thing about that we will collaborate with wonderful pianist Lyudmila Angelov. So he is really famous in Europe. He has a huge, huge career of performer. And we will play Arensky Quartet, Arensky Quintet with him, which is probably wasn't performed in that area before.
So it'll be the Harrington String Quintet.
Harrington String Quartet plus one.
Plus one. Okay, you get a plus one. And now, Ludmil Angelov, you said he's from Bulgaria.
Yes.
And he originally teaches in Spain, right?
Yeah, he teaches in Spain, Toledo Conservatory. So and
not Toledo, Ohio. Toledo in Spain.
Well, maybe he did both. He do both. I don't know.
Toledo to Toledo.
Yes.
Well, that's great. You have. He's coming in. Is he going to be playing all of the different pieces with you?
No, we will play. So the first half, the quartet will play the piece, two pieces, and Mendelssohn Quartet and Mozart. And second half, we will play quintet together.
And what piece is going to be played?
Arensky Quintet.
Cool.
Arensky Piano Quintet. So, and we are so exciting that musician of that caliber will visit us, and we will be able to introduce, to show him to Panhandle community.
Yeah.
I think it's really important.
Well, you guys are like a magnet for all these fantastic world-renowned performers. I mean, it's a thing that it's hard to explain to people. It's like, no, we have world-class musicians that get excited to come down here. We have these incredible instruments, that organ that, you know, there's only a handful of them in the
yes.
U.S. There's, you know, now there's the Fazioli that's going to be, you know, people are coming around for hours and hours driving just to play this piano. And of course, all the great musicians at West Texas A&M, at Texas Tech, at Amarillo College. So I thank you so much for, you know, doing this. You know, your students obviously are able to come and watch how it's done.
But yes.
Watch their professors play. You know, and indeed get inspired by that. And plus, you know, everyone in the community just really enjoys seeing all this classical music. So how can folks get in touch with you or find out more about these performances?
So we have a Facebook page, first of all, and I try to drive that Facebook page. So all complaints coming to me. So you can see on that that Facebook page all dates, all announcements, some funny stuff related to music, and some of our recordings, some excerpts, like. So it's a lot of information. We all the time updated, so it's a lot of information about that. Also, we have a website, HarringtonStringQuartet.org. So, and we just started work through that. So for now, I mean, most full information you can find on our Facebook page.
Okay, so if you go to Google and just type in Harrington String Quartet, you will see both of those links. And of course, I'll do a post and we'll link both of them. But that's going to be the opening season is going to be November 9th, 7:30 p.m. at the Amarillo Botanical Garden. Don't miss their performances. They got Haydn, Max Bruch, and Dvorak. And this is going to be really exciting. Again, that number for tickets is 806, tell me if I'm right, 651-2840.
Absolutely.
Yeah. All right, we're going to go ahead and post that on there. Evgeny, thank you so much for coming in today.
Thank you for having me. It's a pleasure, and thank you because it's really important to promote for that community. And
oh, absolutely.
Thank you so much.
Well, our folks absolutely love all of the arts and culture in this region. So you're the one that makes that happen. You've got the bow and the fiddle.
It's a plan.
It's a plan. All right. Thanks, Genia.
Thank you so much.
All right. Let's keep going with some music. I promised you some Chuck Berry off the off his posthumous album, Chuck. Here's She Still Loves You on High Plains Morning.